Sitting in the Anne friend chair again today, it's our friend Momo. Good morning, Momo. What's up?
Good morning. I'm back. Here I am.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Everything good?
Yeah.
How you been?
It's great. I saw you yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but like in here on the radio.
Oh, yeah. It's been a minute.
I cherish our moments in the hallway like we had yesterday.
That's what I
thought. 100%. Are you married yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Soon.
Yeah, soon.
We've got the delay up, right?
Yeah. Oh, right. I forgot.
I'm coming in hot.
Momo, yeah. Keep her streak of 100% curse word bomb dropper. That's fine.
I think I made it last time without
Did you
doing
do it
one.
Without
yeah,
one?
I think so.
I don't know.
We'll go 50-50.
I got two.
The first two.
Okay.
That's good. Listen to Momo 7 to midnight
Nailed
on 1M1X. I know. I know Momo things. I know how this radio station works. Romero and ATX tweets at Jason Dick AF says, no. No, no, no. Jason has too much brain damage to get those right. Show us the instant replay. Make sure he's not using his phone or any unauthorized device. Test him for performance-enhancing drugs. Hashtag, I want the truth. I just know things, man.
Oh, did you win?
I know Monopoly things, apparently. Yeah, I did. No feedback on my B93 inquiries. Momo, you probably weren't even born when B93 was a thing.
I don't even know what that is.
That was a radio station when I was a youth. When I was a kid, I would listen to B93.
Oh.
Yeah. Record. This is definitely... How old are you, Momo?
27.
Yeah. So you never did this. you would record on a cassette songs off the radio so that you could listen to them at your leisure.
Oh, my
later.
Goodness. Never, I did the CD burning.
Yeah.
I was around for CD burning.
I still remember the time, I guess the last time, he was right. I went to Target and bought a spool of CDRs so I could burn CDs.
Yep.
This was 2000 and something, 6, 7, yeah. 8, something like that. And I remember the little effed-faced little 16-year-old working the register at Target, and he just goes, "You use CDs."
And I was what like, did he use?
I was like, "What is your problem?" I don't know. You kids these days, but yeah, I think I'm still like halfway down that spool. So he was right; I wasn't going to be using CDs for much longer.
But you never had to do the whole have just blank CDs for things.
I was around for that.
Okay,
and floppy disks. I was around for that.
That was like a. Like a school supplies thing at some point, I feel like.
We were like the floppy disk generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're talking about the floppy disks that are actually hard, not the actual floppy disks.
Yeah. The square.
Okay. Yeah.
The square plastic.
Yeah. Headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Nope. Just go. Momo, you're going to love this. Nick's got a sexual torture device he's trying to pawn off on the listeners.
Oh, are you?
That's a weird way to put that. That she's going to love that.
We're going to get that.
Any takers?
Get that in just
we haven't gotten to it yet, so we'll
get that in just a moment. But first, sad news. RIP. Mario is dead. Maybe. I don't know. The internet has been freaking out that Mario was going to pass away on March 31st. That was yesterday. Let me rewind to September when the Super Mario Brothers celebrated its 35th anniversary.
Wait, what?
The ratings for this program are down.
I wonder why.
Is Nashville singing you Mario songs? I don't think they are. They celebrate their 35th anniversary. They released two remastered classic games, Super Mario 3D All-Stars and Super Mario Brothers 35 for the Switch. Mm-hmm. Are you of the Switch the community, Momo?
I don't have one.
Oh, no.
Sadness.
You want one, Jason?
No.
3 for 4.
Momo.
I did it.
With an S-bomb in the first segment.
I think you're getting
snap.
Well played, my girl.
Your swears are getting lower in severity.
Yeah. We're improving here.
My girl did want it. She was wanting a Switch very much, and then the listeners pressured me, and I bought her one for Valentine's
Day. Good job, listeners.
Yeah. I don't think she plays any Mario stuff. Why isn't she playing Mario?
She doesn't play Mario Kart?
All she, as best to, as I understand, she just does Animal Crossing all the time.
Okay. That's
you
fair.
Bought her a $250 like Animal Crossing machine.
Yeah.
Worth it.
But yeah, so they put out these two games, but they told them they were only available until March 31st. They would only be on sale until March 31st. This was in September of last year. In fact, they reminded you a month ago that Super Mario 3D All-Stars would only be available to those who downloaded before March 31st, and Super Mario Brothers 35 would no longer be playable after March 31st, and people decided that must be because Mario is going to die. Mario is dead.
Did he?
I mean, it makes sense. There's been.
Why does it make sense? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Well, because Mario, like, that's always one of his things. Is that he goes to various power-ups and takes different forms. There's Frog Mario. There's Tanuki Mario. There's Hammer Bros. Mario. So okay. But I don't think there's been, like, Ghost Mario.
What is that one?
That's the one-up mushroom.
That's a one-up?
It's extra life.
I don't know about that one. So, but what does that have to say? So, okay, there's a bunch of different Marios. Why is he going to die? Why is he got to die? Why would you kill off Mario?
Is this an April Fool's joke or something?
No, it's just the internet being dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But Mario did not die.
Not to my knowledge. I've been refreshing constantly Google. I turn on my Google
alerts.
He's
alive and well.
Yeah. He's in the Old West, but he's alive.
Western Mario.
Here's the... Do they have one of those?
Yeehaw.
Probably.
But, see, here's the thing. Mario is just a video game, sometimes cartoon or movie character. He can't die. He's not alive.
What are you talking about?
He's never existed.
Talking about?
Don't say such things.
Sorry, did I just ruin everybody's day? There's no, because Mario's
not. There was a real Mario. He was like the landlord for Nintendo's office building. And I'm sure he's got to be dead. So RIP
Mario. There's Ghost Mario.
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Pest Control Danny tweets at Jason, Dick, AS. Says, man, Jason, my parents' house on my brother's old room. We still have the B93 bumper sticker on the door. All right. I got one guy. You just reach one person a day. That's
all it takes.
That's how we're going to do it, man. Momo is with us today. Momo, we're going to play some games. You love the games around here.
I love games.
Just a little bit for AG Rugby tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. I have this might be a first, a heartfelt who's the a-hole, because I kind of feel bad about a thing I did. But I didn't do anything wrong, right? Did I? Did I do a thing wrong?
Is this just to convince yourself that you're not, that you shouldn't feel bad?
Yeah, probably. And in a moment, watch this, guys. For the first time ever, I'm going to tease a commercial. We got a NickSqueeze.com juice commercial coming up in a second.
Second time in the shower, just rubbing my skin because it just felt so nice and good. And I assume that's all from Squeeze.com and their delicious juice cleanses.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have filthy minds. Dirty, filthy minds. You should spend some more time in the shower rubbing your skin.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of dirty-minded filth people, you got sex stuff in your garage? You know, it's anytime you clean out the garage, who knows what you're going to find in there. I still have, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 mail crates full of CDs. Speaking of CDs, people don't use anymore.
Uh-huh.
Just sitting in my garage.
What are you going to do with them?
I can't throw them out.
Saving them for a rainy day?
I think I remember the boss telling me, like, in 2009, like, you go to secondspin.com, sell those things before they're worthless. And I was like, oh, okay, let me just wait 12 years and see if that's still a thing. But yeah, they're just sitting. I just got a bunch of CDs sitting in there. But I don't have any sex devices out there.
So, yeah, we clean out the garage at the at our place, which that's where I, because the my room lord, he got a new car, and then we had that brief hailstorm a while back, and so he's like, oh, yeah, let's clean out the garage and take care of this thing, which is great, because he's constantly stealing the front parking space. There's like, at our house, we've been street parking it, and there's our house is situated right where it's like the first spot would be the ideal one.
At the corner, Yeah.
And then there's like some car that's been broken down for a year and a half. It's in like the second one.
Just there.
Yeah, it's just been there, which, you know, I've been there. I had a car that was broken down on the side of the street for a while, so I'm not to judge.
You guys really live in a nice neighborhood. What's up with that?
They're very fancy broken down cars.
Oh, it's
very fancy broken down car.
Maybe you need to break into this broken down car.
When my broken down car started, I could start it with my remote. It was that.
Hey, can I do a quick street parking update?
Sure.
Remember yesterday I told you how the
Driveway.
The construction people were cucking me because they just parked in my driveway. They just the people are working on my house.
Oh yeah,
they don't even stop to think. Maybe I need in the garage. Maybe I need out of the garage.
How dare they?
They just park in my driveway. Thanks to that one lady who wrote me a message saying if they're working on my house, then I'm responsible for their park. Okay, great. Park on the street. It's a public street. Everybody's allowed to park on the street. I got home yesterday, and it was as if they somehow had heard me. Maybe they did hear me.
Maybe they did.
And they were like, we know not to park in Jason's driveway. They parked in front of it. Yeah, they parked.
Blocking it?
Yes, just blocking the driveway. They didn't pull into the driveway. They just parked in front of the driveway so that I couldn't pull into the thing.
Be more specific about your request.
Yeah, you said not to park in the driveway. They didn't.
Good for them. What hilarious construction people I have working at the house. That's great. That's terrific. Sorry, Nick. Back to parking on your street.
And yeah, anyway, I'm excited about this whole process because it means that I can steal that front parking space that's blocked by the broken down car. Nobody else sees it. You can just go, choop, choop, zoom in and out. It's great. It's fantastic. Yeah. But we were cleaning through the things and threw away just so much junk. But one of the large items that we're either going to try to... if anybody's listening in Radio Land and wants some mattresses, I've got some delicious used garage mattresses.
Delicious.
Yum.
Single and maybe a queen.
Okay.
But also in there is just what is called a St. Andrew's cross. And I've been assured that this was just this was not used for its intended purposes. This was just like for like a skit or a bit or something. I don't know, a joke, a costume.
Okay.
But basically what it is, it's two big, large wooden beams. And because it was leaning up against the mattresses. So whenever time I'd go and I'd see it, I'd be like, that looks like it's a vaguely sexual torture device, but I guess it's just some sort of old-timey box spring for the mattresses. So sure, whatever, it's fine. But yeah, as we're cleaning it out, no, it's a St. Andrew's cross, and it's just like two big beams that form an X. And then it's got little, like, shackles at the top.
Of course it does.
For somebody to, you know, be strapped to this thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I assume exciting things happen, either with involving whips or feathers or just verbal degradation or something. I don't know.
And how did this get there?
Yeah.
I don't want to delve too much business, but I may perhaps live with a past Mr. Austin Leather.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I forget the exact title.
So, okay.
But so confirmed from the owner of this device, it is for
domination. This is what it is. It is that kind of thing. But I think it was just used for like I don't know, like some sort of like skit or pageant or it's a joke. He tells me
it's a joke.
Like, right.
It's not personally used for what it's intended for. It was just like look what I have.
That's what they all
Momo,
say.
I don't know if you heard, but my girlfriend, Bumbleina, is moving in with me.
Oh.
Along with her kid.
Oh.
Yeah. And someday he's going to walk in on us, and I'm just going to say, it's a joke. No. Don't worry. It's just a joke.
That's the new line.
What do you mean it was a joke? What are you talking about?
Would you be the one strapped to it, or would you be
definitely the one strapped to it.
You're the one strapped to it. Yeah. He told me, it's like, yeah. We had it for some sort of thing that it was. We just needed it for like a costume party or something. I don't know. It was it was a prop or a decoration for some sort of event.
But now you're getting rid of it.
It's just it's available.
So if the listeners want it,
if you want it, get at me.
What is the
KROX.com?
Do we know the value? Approximate value of a St. Andrew's cross?
I mean, how much is wood? It looks like some quality wood.
No.
You could repurpose it.
Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. Do you want Nick's roommate's secondhand sexual device?
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Florida man Kyle tweets at JasonDickAF, says a St. Andrew's cross is absolutely a sex object, often found in leather bars, bathhouses, and the like, where an individual is willingly tied to it and fun ensues.
Oh, very informative.
Mm-hmm. Whew. All right, then.
Yeah, I want to be very clear and respectful to the person who decides how much rent I pay.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
this has been used by anybody in our household.
If you said that, you know what? Pete and Leander says, that's how it starts, Nick. It's just a prank, bro. Unless you're into it. Also, lumber prices have gone way up during the pandemic. I'd say just take it to the Gerald Bernhole, though.
Well, see, that's the thing is apparently our next bulk pickup day for trash because of like the freezes and I guess COVID times and just everything's falling apart is not until June.
Oh,
it's just sitting on your driveway for 2 months.
Do you think your neighbors would judge you if you would just set it up? Would they know what's up with that, or are they
put a little sign that says free on it?
Yeah, I'll strap that junked car to it.
Take them both.
Lorena says, if I didn't live in a tiny apartment, I would beat someone for that St. Andrew's cross.
I get it.
I think that's the
That's the point, right?
You can get it in your apartment. What are we talking about, man?
We probably have a saw. We can trim it down to you apartment sized.
Yeah. Mini cross.
Apartment size. Well, it'd probably lose its functionality once it gets too small, right?
Well, you don't know how big that person is.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're strapping little people to it. I understand. I can. That's fine. Hey, whatever. As long as everybody's consenting, everybody's into it, all right?
Also, did I mention mattresses? We have mattresses for sale as well.
Delicious mattresses.
I feel like you just broke down an
washer
orgy
and dryer.
Okay. This is
back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Kiko Kalua tweets at Jason Dick and Friends, says, Nick, sounds like you'll have all the ingredients for an erotic dungeon or a fetish Airbnb. Hashtag get your money. Hey, is that a thing? A fetish Airbnb?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure.
Man.
Oh, I had no idea.
Airbnb, I like you a lot. I've used your services many times. Mm-hmm. I think this is tremendous what you do out there.
Some of them have been torture for you.
The cleaning fees are bull S, all right?
You have to pay a cleaning fee?
The cleaning, see, that's the way they trick you, is like, because you'll, if you set your search criterias and you're like, only show me places that are under $250 a night, mm-hmm, or whatever it is. Some places they'll be like ridiculously cheap, and you're like, why is this place so cheap? And then it's got like a $600 cleaning fee that comes with it.
One night total, $1,000.
That might be a little bit of exaggerated. But that's the other thing, too, is that they charge, the cleaning fee is the same if I stay for 2 nights or 9 nights.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not going to make I'm going to make so much more mess in 9 nights.
Or are you?
That's, I don't know, I mean,
he's going to make a mess.
I bring it up solely to ask, what's the cleaning fee like for a fetish Airbnb?
It's got to be triple.
You got to be charging a lot for it.
Yeah.
It's got to be triple.
But, you got just mattresses laying around.
I'm going to say it's $69.99.
St. Andrew's Cross. Well, what is going on here? Do you guys...
It's just a collection.
Did you guys
of things?
Throw an orgy?
I feel like part of the story is missing.
Dude, if I miss the orgy.
Is that why you're doing this juice cleanse? Is that why you're going extra day so you can get orgy ready?
Yeah. Spend extra time in the shower just rubbing my skin because it just felt so nice and good. And I assume that's all from squeeze.com and their delicious juice cleanses.
Should I
stop doing that?
You do you, man.
Well, it does your thing. I don't want to involve
so nice and good.
I mean, as long as I don't listen to this one. Just here. Everybody go to squeeze.com and just buy me a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
Buy you a juice cleanse on behalf. But we are moving all that stuff out of the garage because it's basically to make room for my room lord's car and my bench press and little home gym that I've had over there.
Oh.
So there's still going to be torture going on. Don't rest assured.
Just a different kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the idea of you there, you know, wailing on your pecs, working out.
Strapped to the cross?
No. But you're just looking at all the sexual devices because you're like, that's your motivation.
This is your goal.
Yeah. It's so that you can get in fetish orgy shape.
Dude, I could be working out in the middle of a strip club. This is terrible. It's never not fun.
It's never not fun.
It's always not fun.
Yeah. Okay. AG Rugby, Saturday night, Houston Sabercats, Bold Stadium out of Coda. We have tickets right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we playing, man?
You know what we haven't done in a long time? Mm-hmm. It's tongue punch the box office.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of stuff and
oh,
things.
Boy.
Playing that
tongue
game
punch.
Next.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Momo with us in the Anne Friend chair today.
Hello.
Where did she get that Indian vegan? Tweets at Jason, Dick, and Friends. Says, I'm your number one fan, Momo.
Hi, Chapin.
Oh, you know who this person is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's my friend.
What's up, Chapin? How's it going, man? Let's see here. Florida man Kyle says, Jason, there's an entire Airbnb offshoot called Mr. Airbnb that specializes in gay Airbnb hosts and guests. Hashtag St. Andrew's Cross. What does... That almost seems offense. Okay, good. And Davis the Door Guy says, we had a terrible Airbnb experience when we booked a year in advance in Hawaii. In that time, the owner changed the number of people allowed, tried to charge us extra until we proved it. Then she charged us a cleaning fee for cooking fish in Hawaii.
Oh my gosh, how dare you?
Yeah, that doesn't seem cool, man. I'm constantly terrified. I can't believe that I haven't been bounced for bad reviews feedback because...
You're one of those people.
I've done some things and some stuff and some Airbnbs. All right. I've thrown up in a sink or two.
Not the sink.
I was in Chicago one time. We were in this girl's apartment in a big high rise. And it was this tiny little like 600 square foot apartment that I cooked a lot of bacon in. And I was like, oh, my God, this apartment has been baconed. It smelled so much like bacon like when we left. And
sheets.
I was like, surely she's not going to stand for that. And here. Let me just read you a review from my most recent stay in Hawaii. Let's not inquire too much about the details behind this, but it's just funny because Mark writes, the stay started with the police dropping off the guests as he started on the cocktails a bit early that day. The cleaning lady got him into the house. They were super accommodating when the refrigerator decided to crap out during their stay. Welcome back anytime.
We take all people here.
And I was, look, I thought that I could just sit on the beach and drink all day until the check-in was available, and the police disagreed with that decision.
they tend to do that.
They delivered me to my Airbnb a couple hours early. What's the big deal?
Didn't even have to pay for an Uber.
Yeah, this is fine. It's not. Am I stalling so that Nick can prepare? Are we ready with the thing and the stuff?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
We have AG Rugby tickets Saturday versus the Houston Sabercats, Bold Stadium out at Coda. We're going to play TP the Box Office. Mm-hmm. This is a game whose name doesn't make any sense at all. Momo Nick is going to give us a movie, and then we're going to try and guess how much money did that movie make at the domestic box office.
Let's do it.
The re-releases count. International numbers do not count. The scoring cumulative, so you want to have the smallest number possible by the end of the game, the smallest disparity. And we each play on behalf of a listener. Rebecca called first and chose Team Momo.
Oh, hey,
how dare
Rebecca!
You? What's up, Rebecca? and Ashley, I'm going to hook you up with some rugby tickets. I got you,
We'll see.
Nick is in slight panic mode because, I don't know, he prepares these games. Can I tell the people what's happening?
Yeah. Well, I always prepare these games at home and I email them to myself, but our email is down because
nothing works there.
Great April Fool's Day prank, Brian.
Brian.
And so it wasn't until right before this game that I was like, oh crap, I don't have any of these things, and my memory is terrible because I smoke pot all the time. And
it all adds up.
Momo, what do you think of the state of this place that we work at? Now the email doesn't work. The other day, I'm just walking through the kitchen. There's just rat traps sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Yeah, we can't have food in our desks anymore.
I asked Chuck yesterday. I was like, hey, have you caught any rodents? And he goes, yeah.
I was like,
no, I don't want.
Well, y'all know I work in promo, and we take care of the vehicles, and some of them have gotten some mice residents in them.
Really?
Yes. And some wires have been chewed and some droppings have been left.
Do you know why we have a current mouse outbreak, where that originated from? Okay, good.
Who's the culprit?
Good.
Might have sat in that chair one time.
Oh.
I don't know. She had a whole pantry working in here.
Yeah.
One day she stumbled upon a half-eaten Snickers and was like, guys, I think we have a rat. Oh. And then she put it back. That's why they fired her. Just kidding.
It's not funny.
Just kidding. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Enough stalling.
Enough filler. Let's play the game. Nick,
I'm not ready, but just stop stalling.
What's the first one?
Is The Goonies, 1985.
Ooh.
The Goonies.
How much money did The Goonies make? Momo, you seen Goonies?
Yes. I love that movie. I saw it a long time ago, though.
Have you just seen it the one time?
Yeah, I've only seen it one time.
Five, you said?
Yes.
Really?
Domestic box office, huh?
Goonies for a long time was like perhaps the biggest hole in my resume. I didn't see it until I was 34 years old or something like that.
Still haven't seen Black Panther, right?
Did you have to be like bribed with sex or something to see it?
It's a good one.
I was dating a girl who loved the Goonies and said we could do certain things if I would watch it with her, which I was not. There was no reason for me not to watch it.
And you said, yeah.
She said I could take my shirt off this time.
There was a listener.
What was that guy's name? Are you still out there, man? Lido? Was it Lido or a Ludo? A listener,
I think,
bought it for me.
Yeah.
Like, brought it to an event, said, I bought you this copy of Goonies.
Yeah, man, I'm doing you a favor.
And I, like, it sat on top of my the little TV hutch for, like, 3 years before I ever watched it. It's okay, I suppose. You ready there, Momo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'd say $57 million for the Goonies, which I think is a lot in 1985. What?
$85.
$85?
Oh,
What did I'm not sure.
$5.5 million.
$5.5 million. Okay,
yeah.
I don't know.
That probably cost.
I think
much
it is kind of like a cult hit. Maybe it wasn't as big in the box office. What?
You know what? If you combine y'all's guesses, it's almost it. $63 million.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna dig myself. Yeah. That's pretty good for me.
Okay. Hey. Okay.
You're feeling it out, Momo.
Yeah,
you're narrowing it down.
That's just the first
barometer.
One. Sorry, Rebecca. I got you with the next one.
Still plenty of game ahead of you. Don't worry. What's the second one, Nick?
Second one is Pretty Woman from 1990. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Don't you just love Prince?
What?
I was trying to think of an iconic line from Pretty Woman. There's surely something that... Do they pull you guys aside in high school and teach you how to hit a woman in the spot? These are all lines. These are lines from Pretty Woman, okay?
Well, clearly I haven't seen it.
Just do your big mistake bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big mistake.
Remember me?
Huge.
Came in here yesterday.
Do you punch women?
Hey, that's
you
George. George from Seinfeld's the one who...
You know he's the bad guy in this movie, right? Jason has a problem. Sometimes he roots for the villains.
I don't do that.
I can see why he does that.
I don't do that.
It's like, why did she take his money? She's a businesswoman.
This thing turns like it's on rails. Not good at identifying.
Also, the other quote is you have to make the box snapping sound and then go...
That was good.
It's my Julia Roberts.
All right, you ready, Momo?
Yeah. I said.
This could be all. I have no. I went $109 million for box office gold Julia Roberts.
So I
Richard Gere.
$45 million.
Something about hamsters.
You're getting better, Momo.
Okay.
$178 million.
Jeez.
Oh,
please.
$178 million. I like your modest approach.
Momo.
Stay humble. Keep the numbers low. That's good.
Sorry, Julia and Rebecca.
Score update is after two, Nick.
Let's see. Jason is in the lead. He's $75 million off. Momo second place, $190.5 million.
Hey.
Still plenty
still
of game.
Games.
Anything
still
I didn't say anything.
Number three, Nick.
Number three is Rudy from 1993. Rudy.
Rudy.
So this is two Sean Astins. Oh man.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I've been informed the line is this thing corners like it's on rails. What did I say? Turns like it's on rails. I love you, man.
I stopped listening after.
She says, you sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
Back to the Future.
Okay. What are we doing? Rudy. From what year?
93.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Rudy. I love Rudy. Who's a wild man now? 5'0", 100 and nothing. You got barely a speck of athletic ability. You ready, Momo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let me just go on doing stupid things. $123 million for my man, Rudy Rudiger.
What'd you say?
$123 million.
Okay, I put $80 million.
Okay.
Going higher.
Jason. You were exactly correct.
What?
If you minus $100 million.
It's 23.
What? $23 million for Rudy.
What happened?
Shoot.
Watch it.
You watch it,
I
Momo.
Said shoot.
I know.
She can
I
shoot.
Don't repeat.
That's fine.
Shoot's good.
Just worry.
Oh, darn.
There you go.
Dang.
That's fine.
Oh, diddly darn.
What did Lois say the other day on Family Guy? Instead of, it's an SH. She says,
Shut the front door.
I just said it the other day. Now I've already forgotten what it was. So it was a flop?
I guess.
It was a flop,
I guess.
That's a what the heck, man? Well, that's not good. Momo, right back into the game. Excellent work. Nick, what's number four?
Well, hopefully things can only continue up for Momo.
Ooh, up.
Up from 2009.
Good for you, buddy. 2009 up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
This game cornered like it's on rails. you love up?
Huh? I love up. It gets me every time. I cry in that first minute. If you know, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Who doesn't know by then? Oh, Jason. Jason's
already haven't seen up.
I've seen up. I know.
Oh, have
I've
you?
Seen a little bit of up things.
Okay.
We cry at the beginning because his wife floats away.
Or... Yeah. She yes. floats into something. Heaven. There you go.
Down here we all float. Yeah.
She dies at the beginning.
Yeah, she does.
Look, I let me tell you my problem with up, all right?
Oh, gosh.
I question this man's need for a walker, okay? He's like doing jungle gym acrobatics swinging from this goddamn blimp, all right?
It's but all
he requires a walker? I don't think so, man. I do not think so. That guy's he's just doing it for a handicap placard. I know what's up. $211 million for up.
Okay, I said 200 mil.
Okay, all right, all right.
It's 293 million.
Okay,
so that's right. Fine.
I'm only off by 190 mil.
No, yeah. That'll do. Okay, score update us. Going to the last one.
That'll
I think
do.
It's going to be exciting. What are we going to do?
Jason's off by 257.
257.
Momo off by 340.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so what is that, 87?
Yeah,
sure. 77. 87. Mm-hmm. 83.
You got
golly,
this.
Golly, that was terrible. Shame on me. Okay, the last one, Nick.
Our last one is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire from 2005.
Another one I love.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't?
2005.
She's with the Harry Potter movie universe, but...
2005, yeah.
Fire goblets.
Mm-hmm. And Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
You jerk.
It's followed still, by Order of the Mocking Phoenix.
I'm still mad. I'm still mad about
yeah. yep.
Rudy only made $23 million.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Budget was 12, so it almost made double its money back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
As it is, you just went from the third team to the prep team. Give me another tailback.
All right.
It's the last practice of the season, and this a-hole thinks it's the Super Bowl. Vince Vaughn. Boom. So money, he didn't even know it. $333 million for a Harry Potter movie I haven't seen.
Okay, I did 190 mil.
Oh, no, Momo. Oh, no. Oh, no.
$290. Or not 90 million.
That would be a win for you, yeah.
$293 million.
I won the game, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Ashley, we did it. Congratulations. You're going to go to AG Rugby this weekend. Rebecca, we have a prize for you as well.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X.